breakfast can only taste this good when you have it with friends. Breakfast with friends.
Very, very happy to say good morning and welcome to Mark Zion. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jonathan, and good morning all the listeners of CCFM. I'm doing very, very well, thank you. I am just so grateful for such a beautiful day. Yes, it's been rainy, but refreshing, you know. So, yeah, I'm really good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing super well, all the better for being able to chat to you this morning. And for
Thank you so much. For
those who don't know, Mark is a really creative gentleman of note, and Crayon is why we're chatting to you. So what is Crayon all about?
Okay, thank you so much. Righty, so Crayon is really a youth initiative, a faith-based publication, magazine, online magazine that I started in 2018. But, you know, it's like a vision that really, you know, came from a very young age. And so I was just, you know, growing up and seeing things around me and then, you know, kind of just processing and the way that the Lord was just leading me and opening new things up to me. And, of course, like you mentioned, I'm a creative. And for me, this is one of those things, I would say, almost like an entity. It's like a personality that really encapsulates so many different layers of my creativity. And I'm so privileged not only to have started this and to sort of, you know, put it out there, but to be working with the people that I am today. And wow, if I can just take a moment just to thank them for their generous contributions, because at the moment still we are doing this all free of charge.
Wow.
And it's just been such an absolute pleasure to produce quality work that inspires, that motivates, edifies. You know, that's like the ultimate sort of slogan of Crayon, where it's always been life edified. So that's like the main vision. And then just, you know, underneath that, you know, when you delve deeper, there's just so much more that we want to put out there. And not just for the sake of entertainment or creativity, but really to, you know, just to boost people's hearts, their, you know, even their motives for them to really pursue their passions, you know, just actively and be intentional about really getting to know themselves better, especially, you know, in the Lord, since we are a faith-based brand, you know. But we are definitely out there to reach the lost as far and as wide as we can go. So, yeah, that's the heart of Crayon. And Crayon, of course, the spelling of the name is K-R-E with the accent H-O-N, which is also a word that really was God-inspired, but based on the word crayon, you know, like a regular crayon at school,
yes.
Which really speaks about, you know, coloring the world and filling lives. And, you know, I always saw it like this picture where, you know, I'm like a kid, you know, sitting at the feet of Jesus with a coloring book, and I am like, you know, adding life and color to a picture that once looked very dull and you know, that only had the potential, but then we go and we just, you know, bring it to life like that. So yeah, that's really in a nutshell.
That is so so good. And what I love about online magazines is it cuts out the printing costs, the distribution costs, and all of those things, and it makes it accessible to anybody, anywhere in the world.
Mm, that's correct, indeed. Now, of course, you know, we live in an age where online is really like the, you know, at the top of the charts, you know, charts in terms of, you know, distributing things, you know, that anybody can access from literally anywhere. However, however, we are looking into, you know, sort of printing some special editions, you know, in the near future, because we've actually heard even from some young people who are, you know, all over social media even, but, you know, they are so keen to actually feel the product in their hands, you know, and sort of experience that 3D effect on paper as well. So but definitely it's been such a privilege to just be able to enrich lives and minds through, you know, the airwaves, you know, on online and wherever, you know. So yeah, that's really cool.
That is brilliant. So just in terms of the frequency of the magazine, I was looking at the one from July and August this year and just loving some of the content. So pretty much it's something that gets brought out, or new edition, I should say, gets brought out every 2 to 3 months. Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, when we first started, I was literally like running it on my own. So at that stage, I could only afford to really sort of do it quarterly and stuff. And then we came to a point where we were like, okay, well, we can actually manage and see how we can do this bi-monthly, you know, issue. And it's not really because we can't, you know, we don't have the capacity to put out more, but it's just, you know, I would say the number of people that we've been able to, you know, bring together to actually produce the content, it was very limited at the time. So we'd love to do a monthly issue, but I mean, we'll definitely look into that in future. But so far, it's been like a bi-monthly / quarterly, you know, like that. And which is why we have, and I might as well bring this one up, because we have now created this thing called Voca TV. Now, of course, it's under Crayon. And, well, Crayon is like the motherboard, you know, the mothership of like Voca and anything else it might follow. So Voca TV is like this journal, which we decided to put out on a biweekly basis, because people wait so long for the next big magazine to come out that in the meantime, there are things that we can still, you know, in a more compact way, we can still produce that and put it out. And so it's just to, you know, bring some warmth and light in the meantime while we prepare the big issue, which is coming up very soon. So you mentioned the June, July. And so our next one is coming up, which is the September, October issue, which we're very, very excited about.
Oh, that is brilliant. That is fantastic. So where do people go to check out what Crayon has to offer?
Okay, so it's very, very simple. There's this beautiful platform, a publication platform called ICU or issue. It's a very, I think the word is kind of like a mystery to figure out, but the spelling is ISSW. And it's an international platform where you'll find a diversity of just various different kinds of, you know, kinds of journals, newspapers, magazines. However, the platform really feels realistic when you page on it, because it has this natural magazine paging effect. So that is the platform we've been using since the start. And it's a very, very easily accessible. Readers, viewers, followers can simply type in ISSUU.com/crayon, and then our profile will pop up there, and you'll see all the publications we've done thus far. So you can literally go to anyone and read some of the older ones, and of course see the newer ones and all that kind of stuff. And of course on social media, the links are also available there on our Facebook page, which is at Crayon, which is KREHON, and on Instagram we are at Crayon Media. So yeah, that's just out there for everyone to go and find.
It's brilliant. It really is great. And what I love about what you guys are doing and the kind of content that you're making available free online is it's suitable for anybody, all ages. And I love that. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Jonathan. I don't know how much time we have left, but I just quickly want to say that we are very excited about the upcoming edition, because in this one, we'll be really going across the board with, various subjects and topics, and, you know, ranging from, you know, the lighthearted kind of stuff to the much heavier kind of stuff, which is very important, you know, talking about the things that matter in this day and age. And, so I just want to say I'm very excited to be featuring, you know, some people who I've had the privilege to interview myself, and then of course who the other guys on the team have managed to, you know, write about and just engage with. For instance, just to one or two would be Rashid Adams, who is one of the co-founders of the worship group Pursuit, and then we also have Masake Maleka, who is really been like spreading like a wildfire in her community and the things that she's pursuing, and she's really one of those role models that young people, anybody for that matter, can really look up to. And we also chat about home, you know, in sort of being at home in a post-apartheid South Africa, you know, even things like that. So we are really, really excited about this, and hopefully yeah, the people, our readers and followers, and the new people who see us will love what they find, and yeah, and perhaps just have a little bit of, you know, transformation in their minds and stuff.
Yeah, amen. So, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Mark, that's where we're going to leave it for the morning. Thank you so much. And what we're going to do is it's a great pleasure. We're going to podcast this interview and make sure that we put all the links to your incredible content as part of that. Thank you for chatting to us and have a great one.
That's awesome. You guys too. Thank you so much. God bless.
Mark Zion there from Crayon, and we're going to post those details for you so you can go check it out.